From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Violence erupted in Haiti's capital today. At least one person was killed as gunfire echoed through Port-au-Prince. Burning tires and roadblocks paralyzed the city. Tens of thousands of supporters of presidential candidate René Préval turned out to protest last week's election. They say results, which are still being tabulated, are being manipulated. Amelia Shaw has the story.
Helicopters circled over the Capitol while thousands of people took to the streets demanding election officials name frontrunner candidate René Préval as president. Protesters wearing T-shirts and carrying posters with Préval's face dragged carcasses of cars into the road and set tires ablaze, blocking all the major roads in the city. By 8:30 this morning, several hundred people had set up a roadblock in the slightly upscale neighborhood of Pétionville. Local resident Alex Germain says election workers are trying to steal the election from Préval.
They don't want him to take power, but we are here to stop that. We know Préval is the winner. We won't take fraud anymore.
Witnesses say that UN troops opened fire on a crowd, but the UN denies that. One person was killed during the day's violence, and several were reportedly injured. By the early afternoon, streets were strewn with trash and rubble. Several hundred protesters stormed the hotel where the vote count is taking place, and hotel guests were evacuated by helicopter. Many city residents who voted for Préval say they are angry because they suspect that election officials and the international community are trying to prevent Préval from becoming president. Marie-Jude Pierre-Louis was among them.
This is fraud. We voted for him. It's Préval we want. We don't want a second vote.
Préval was president in Haiti from 1996 to 2001. He is widely popular among Haiti's urban poor and is seen as a close ally of exiled President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. After last Tuesday's vote, partial results showed that Préval was in the lead for president. But by the weekend, with over 90% of the ballots counted, Préval's lead slipped to 49%. To avoid a runoff with second-place candidate Leslie Maniga, Préval needs a simple majority of 50% of the vote. Suspicions that officials are tampering with election results have spread among politicians as well. On Saturday, Préval, along with two electoral officials, told the press they want to launch an investigation for alleged voter fraud. But David Wimhurst, chief public information officer with the UN peacekeeping mission known as MINUSTAH, says that these allegations are not only unfounded, but irresponsible.
I think they're stirring up trouble because people are making gratuitous claims that are unfounded. And of course, the voters who voted for the number one candidate, you know, are being agitated and stirred up. They're not, you know, they're being organized to go on these demonstrations and put up these roadblocks. And it's now causing chaos in the city. It's preventing MINUSTAH from doing its work and the electoral machine from operating properly.
International election observers have praised the high turnout for last Tuesday's vote, in which nearly 2 million Haitians cast their ballot. While they criticize the late opening of the polls, they have not reported any voting irregularities. Wimhurst says for politicians who suspect fraud, talking to the press won't do anything to help improve the increasingly fragile security situation in the capital.
But, you know, responsible politicians will ensure that any allegations of tampering or voter manipulation or fraud or anything like that must be made through the proper authorities. You can't just sort of denounce this in the media and expect an investigation to take place. It doesn't happen like that.
Wimhurst said final election results are expected by tomorrow. The election was the first since Aristide fled the country in 2004 following a violent uprising. For NPR News in Port-au-Prince, I'm Amelia Shaw.